This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The number of COVID-19 infections around the world has passed the 10 million mark, with over 500,000 deaths, according to the Johns Hopkins University on Sunday. World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus called the milestone a sober reminder that even as research continues, the world has what he called an urgent responsibility to do everything we can with the tools we have now to suppress transmission and save lives. The U.S. continues to lead the world in reported infections with more than 2.5 million, along with more than 125,000 deaths, again, according to Johns Hopkins University. Across Latin America, the number of cases has passed 2 million, according to the Pan American Health Organization. Colombia now has more than 88,000 total cases, a number higher than the total reported by China at 84,726. Brazil surged to more than 1.3 million infections, second in the world only to the United States. A troubling rise in infections was also reported in India, where the Times of India said 18,552 new cases were reported on Saturday. That surpasses Friday's record of more than 17,000. In South Korea, new clusters are popping up in Seoul, where hundreds of infections have been traced to churches, night spots, and restaurants. And Indonesia reported its biggest daily increase in coronavirus infections, with 1,385 new cases, taking the total to 52,812, according to the health ministry. Five U.S. states, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, Arizona, and Nevada, reported record-breaking daily numbers of new coronavirus cases on Saturday. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence on Sunday mostly blamed young people for the sharp increase in recent days of the number of confirmed cases in the country, saying they are ignoring precautions to prevent the spread of coronavirus. Pence, in an interview on CBS's Face the Nation show, said it is inarguable that increased testing in the United States has led to confirmation of more people with coronavirus infections. But he said, and this is a quote, younger Americans have been congregating in ways that may have disregarded the guidance that we gave on the federal level for all phases of reopening businesses. The number of coronavirus cases in the United States has risen sharply in recent days, particularly in a trio of states across the southern tier of the U.S., Florida, Texas, and Arizona, three states that are separated by hundreds of kilometers. Pence has canceled political trips this coming week to both Florida and Arizona out of caution because of the increased number of cases in the two states. U.S. President Donald Trump said on Sunday he had never been told about reports that a Russian military intelligence unit was secretly offering bounties to Taliban militants in Afghanistan to kill U.S. soldiers. On Twitter, President Trump derided the New York Times report that U.S. intelligence officials had concluded months ago that a Russian unit had carried out the mission in Afghanistan last year. The report said Mr. Trump was briefed about it in late March. 20 American troops were killed in Afghanistan last year, but it was not known which killings might have been linked to the alleged Russian bounties. Both Russia and the Taliban denied the report of the bounties. Moscow called them baseless and anonymous accusations. The Russian embassy in Washington said the New York Times report had already led to direct threats on the lives of employees at Russian embassies in Washington and in London. A spokesman for the Taliban rejected the report and called the newspaper story an attempt to defame the Taliban. Earlier this year, the U.S. and the Taliban signed an agreement for bringing peace to Afghanistan after more than 18 years of conflict. The U.S. and NATO allies agreed to withdraw all troops by next year if the militants uphold the deal. And a senior U.S. official says Iran would become the arms dealer of choice for terrorists if a U.N. weapons embargo is allowed to expire. Brian Hook, the U.S. Special Representative for Iran, told the Associated Press during a visit to the United Arab Emirates that the world should ignore Iran's threats of retaliation in response to any extension of the embargo. Hook said such a response amounts to intimidation, what he called a mafia tactic. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.